From ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, Leon Compton.
As far as I'm concerned, our next two guests could be two Mark Zuckerbergs, but young. The Australian Information Industry Association, the nation's peak industry body for the technology sector, announced the Tasmanian Eye Awards winners for 2018 last week. At a gala event at the Rest Point Hotel, the TAS ICT Awards were presented in a whole range of categories. But check out these winners. In the senior students category, Mitchell Torek and Isaac Brain from Rosny College and Launceston College were respected for their invention of an aged care watch. Now, I know that we need to think of new ways in which technology can support people as we age. So could this idea be part of the future? It's certainly been recognised for its excellence. It's 11 to 11. You're on Mornings Around Tasmania. Mitchell Torek, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Isaac Brain, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And nice that you happen to just be gadding through Hobart this morning, having the day off from Launceston College.
Yeah, it's been great. We just had a TV interview with Southern Cross, and then later this afternoon we're going to talk to some staff and residents at the Masonic Home in Lindisfarne.
Fantastic. Mitchell, tell me about this idea, the aged care watch.
So this device slash watch is designed to help aged care people in a nursing home. So it has alerts to call nurses, has fall detection and location tracking for immediate response.
And what sort of platform did you build this watch off? Did you sort of repurpose a Fitbit or an Apple Watch, or did you invent your whole wrist device yourself?
Yeah, so everything's been built from scratch. So we've used a microcontroller, which is a mini computer, which stores all the code. And then we've sourced our own components, and then we're soldering that all together. We've 3D printed the case on a 3D printer, and then Isaac here is programming the web server, which is how the device interacts with the nurses.
Tell me what that all means, Isaac. You're coding the software that'll make all of this run.
Yeah, so Mitch is making the actual device that goes on your wrist or wherever else you wear it. And I'm building the software on the internet that receives the data whenever a resident presses the button saying they need help or has fallen over, and it gets their location, can display that on a map, and can then alert nurses for when they need to respond.
Will it also tell the time?
Yes. Yeah. If we have a screen on it, it's going to tell the time.
What will it look like?
So at the moment, it's a small white rounded box with a button and a screen on it. But when we go into more of a commercial product, which is what we hope to do with some industry mentors in the coming weeks, we will make sure to make the item smaller, more colourful. And for residents who need it, we might remove the screen, as it could just get in their way.
And you would literally wear it like a watch?
Well, at the moment, we've been testing it as a watch, but we've also designed some brackets so it can be worn as a lanyard or a brooch.
On Mornings Around Tasmania, Mitchell Torek and Isaac Brain are talking with us about their invention. It's the aged care watch. It's been recognised at the TAS ICT Awards. And I'll be honest with you, as you're listening to this, I'm thinking that this is an idea that might well be of benefit and commercially valuable out in the world to help people age. Tell me about the development of the idea. Where did the idea come from, Isaac?
Well, so it mostly started with Mitch. He has a great-grandmother that lives alone in an apartment, and he was really concerned about her falling over and not being able to call for help for anyone. And Mitch sort of was really excited about the idea and recruited me to help with it, because I am a lot more experienced with web software and that sort of thing, and we sort of need the two parts working together to make the whole system work.
Yep. And so you started liaising. Now, you live in Hobart, Mitch. You live in Launceston. But I'm imagining modern technology makes a liaison pretty easy.
Mm. There's a lot of text messages back and forth to get all the code working.
And are you a team of two?
Yeah.
At the moment, yes.
What's the process from here? You've been recognised for the idea. You've 3D printed the case. You're working on the code. How close is it to being able to be rolled out in, what do we call it, beta form?
Well, the web software, currently it processes the alerts and just has them on the site. This afternoon, what I'm looking to do is get some ideas of how to integrate it into nursing homes' existing sort of systems that they have to alert nurses to make it sort of seamless, so nurses don't have to go out of the way to check our system, that sort of comes to them in what they already have. So that'll be the path forward for my thing. Mitch, what do you want to do with the hardware?
So as for the watch device, I am waiting on some batteries to arrive. As soon as they arrive, I'll be able to finish the prototypes, and then this will lead into talking to industry about actually designing my own printed circuit board where all the electronics sit on, and then moulding an actual case instead of 3D printing it.
And of course, in Tasmania, we have the fastest ageing population in Australia.
Mm.
It could be the perfect place to try and invite people to get on board at aged care facilities and actually think about this.
Yes.
Could it do other diagnostic things? Could it tell you the temperature of the person that's wearing it, for example?
We are starting to think about implementing other ideas. The problem is, based on where the device is held, if you're wearing the device as a brooch, measuring the temperature of the body can be a bit hard. So we're going to have to start working around those and more designing the device for specific situations.
How would you build in the fall detection measure?
So to detect falls, what we've got at the moment is an accelerometer which measures movement. And then above a certain threshold, the accelerometer triggers and starts recording values. That information is then collected and sent over to the web server where Isaac can explain a bit.
Yeah, we sort of just look at various thresholds and just look at the information, how fast things are moving, if there's been a sudden jolt or anything, and try and see if we think it's going to be a fall. It's still in very early stages. We don't have it that accurate, but we're going to try and add more information to it to improve it.
Mitchell, your great-grandmother, is it, who is part of the testing process?
Yes.
I hope she's still with us. Is she your test researcher?
Yes, I've got two. So I'll get her to test one of the watches. And then I've also got another family relative who recently did fall over and was in need of a device like this. So she will be the other person to give a device to test out and, yeah, respond back.
One of the criticisms that's made of this sort of great ambition to go big in Silicon Valley is that a lot of the companies that are attracting billions of dollars in investment at the moment aren't moving the sort of the store of human discovery forward very far. So, you know, lots of people bending over backwards to try and invent the new social media app or so on. It's been a criticism of a lot of what's evolved out of Silicon Valley in recent times. What I'm hearing from you guys is that you're trying to apply technology, software, to actually helping people with real issues that they face at the moment. Do you think you'll be able to commercialize this? Have you met any entrepreneurial minded mentors that could help you?
At the moment, we haven't, but we will be looking into that and hoping to meet a whole bunch of people within the coming weeks to start bringing this product to a commercial success.
Hmm. Good luck with it, gentlemen. You're getting plenty of support from your schools about this, or is this happening outside of school time?
It's happening in schools. We're actually sort of doing it in conjunction with a subject called student-directed inquiry, where we sort of choose our own topic and do a lot of research about it. And so we're both sort of doing building this, but also sort of writing it up and writing what we're doing to be able to fill that subject. And so as part of that, we get a whole lot of support from our schools.
How are you going with patents? Is it time to talk patents? One of our listeners is asking, Terry in Hobart says, have you got a patent ready?
No, we probably should. We've been really busy just trying to get this idea into an actual product, but we will.
To both of you, thanks for coming in this morning. Mitchell and Isaac, it's been great to meet you. Good luck getting your program or your project in the many stages that it's got to go through between now and maybe even seeing it deployed in nursing home aged care facilities right around the world. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.